Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, December 23rd, 2011, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The next is a holiday message from your MEC officers. As we celebrate this holiday season and approach the end of 2011, we reflect on the many challenges we have faced in the past 12 months and look with pride on how we have collectively dealt with each of them. It is our experience, no matter the challenge, no other group of people is more inclined to focus efforts on caring for and making those around us feel good, in spite of the distractions we may face. The holidays provide us with an opportunity to focus on these strengths and highlight the best of what we can do every day. Every day of the year, we tackle thousands of challenges on the job, resolving issues for passengers arising from oversold flights and tightly packed overhead bins are commonplace. More recently, we've worked to resolve issues for passengers resulting from the recent merger, recognizing these challenges and distractions are many, varied, and ever-present, and it makes it that much more important to call attention to the spirit of the season. No longer can we rely on an upswing in travelers to herald the advent of any holiday season. We must instead look to the true signs of the season around us to kindle the holiday spirit. At this time of year, we encourage you to appreciate and enjoy the spirit of the holiday season you will find in those with whom you fly. In doing so, you recognize more of what we have in common with each other. At the core of this commonality, we find an indomitable spirit and a genuine sense of pride in being the very best at what we do. Especially during this season, we want to thank all of our flying partners who have made even the most challenging circumstances the best stories later. As a group, we change the lives of travelers and other crew members every day. We hold in high regard those who spend this holiday away from friends and family and loved ones, admire their dedication to the profession to which they are called. As flight attendants, we admire our flying partners, and as a community, we join together to extend special wishes to all flight attendants who will be away during this holiday season. We trust, given the opportunity, that we will all reach out to them and extend a special holiday greeting in the spirit of giving and support that makes our community of flight attendants unique. From the entire United Master Executive Council and all of the incredible AFA volunteers, may each of you have a safe, warm, and cheerful holiday season. Our future is bright and filled with hope. We have much to look forward to in 2012. For now, in all of the ways that we celebrate this holiday season, may each of you have safe travels, cheer, and many happy memories. We wish you and yours the very best now and look forward to the promise of what we can accomplish together in the new year ahead. Orders for uniform pieces using your available 2011 uniform point allocation will need to be placed before the annual deadline. We're recommending that you consider placing orders for uniform items before the busy holiday season. The following are important deadline dates and times regarding placement of uniform orders using your available uniform points. Fax, email, or website orders must be placed by 23:59 Central Time on Saturday, December 31st. Phone orders must be placed by 1900 hours Central Time on Friday, December 30th. Uniform points not used by 23:59 on December 31st, 2011 Central Time do not carry over and must be used before this deadline. Information on how to order uniform pieces can be found on our website. You may also contact CINTAS toll-free from the U.S. at 1-800-889-0331 or in the U.K. at 0800-0515-929, in Germany 0800-180-8448, in Japan 00531-131519, or in Hong Kong 800-905-372. Please contact your domicile supervisor or uniform coordinator if you have any further questions. As of this morning, United Airlines reported that 920 flight attendants have submitted bids for the 2012 12-month voluntary furlough. Flight attendants interested in tracking the current number, which is updated daily during the week, may do so by signing on to Unimatic and viewing the DIS page, DIS star 32672. All active and inactive flight attendants are eligible to bid for the voluntary furlough. We remind those flight attendants currently on voluntary furlough who wish to participate in the new voluntary furlough to submit a bid to be eligible to be rewarded, to be awarded. If you know any flight attendants out on current voluntary furlough, please remind them of this necessary step. Voluntary furloughs will be awarded in system seniority order. Flight attendants awarded voluntary furlough will continue to receive contractual benefits as outlined in Section 21A of our contract, including seniority accrual, retention of medical and dental benefits, as well as online pass travel benefits. Also, if there is an early out option, including in the upcoming tentative agreement, those on voluntary furlough will be eligible to participate. For additional information, please contact your local council office and check our website for updated voluntary furlough information. If you are interested in bidding for a voluntary furlough, please refer to the March 2012 Voluntary Furlough Information Packet and read it carefully. Voluntary furlough bids will close on January 9, 2012 at 0800 Central Time, with awards to be posted no later than 1700 hours Central Time on January 9, 2012. If you are able to volunteer for this voluntary furlough, we encourage you to do so. This program helps to save our more junior flight attendants jobs, as well as the ability for you to enjoy discretionary time off while benefiting from all of the provisions afforded by our contract while taking the voluntary furlough. Information regarding the voluntary furlough or the partnership program may be found on our website at unitedafa.org/schedule/furlough. We have been receiving numerous questions about the requalification training requirements following voluntary furlough and other extended absences, the previous requirements that the United subsidiary to attend initial training following an absence greater than 60 months have been eliminated. The longest requalification training that any individual would have to attend would be 11 days. For more information on requalification training following an extended absence, please see the article on our website. A new United Learning Network will be launched on January 9th. In preparation for the launch, the current United Learning Network will be unavailable for flight attendants to access from January 6th through January 9th. All required courses or any course that is in progress at this time needs to be finished before January 6th, as the new system will not carry them over. If you have any questions about this scheduled outage and upgrade, please contact your local supervisor. On Thursday, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, announced the long-awaited pilot duty and rest requirements to address pilot fatigue. The pilot fatigue rule will take effect in 2 years to allow passenger airline operators time to transition. AFA believes that now that the pilot rule is done, it is imperative that the FAA initiate rulemaking to address flight attendant fatigue. As the FAA states in the pilot final rule, its incremental approach contemplates, quote, future rulemaking initiatives that may address fatigue concerns related to flight attendants, maintenance personnel, and dispatchers. In preparation for this moment, AFA has worked to assure that there is a sound scientific basis for demanding these increased protections. Due to AFA's lobbying, the Fiscal Year 05 Omnibus Appropriations Bill contained $200,000 for the FAA to conduct a study of flight attendant fatigue. Follow-on research, which involved AFA members' participation, began in 2007 and resulted in six additional reports, laying the empirical groundwork for flight attendant duty and rest regulation to address fatigue. AFA will continue to strive for contract provisions that protect flight attendants from fatigue and to defend the right of flight attendants to call in fatigue without discipline. Additional information on this subject can be found on AFA International Air Safety, Health, and Security Fatigue page. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve